dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they...
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host...
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everybody today.
And we're here to talk to you about plugins. Have some fun, you know... shake your tree, tell you about some stuff we've discovered. I've got just a few plugins today, and you've got a few, right, Marcus?
That's correct. We've got a chock full of new ones, all some stuff that I've tried in the field, so looking forward to bringing that to all the audience here.
Every one of the ones I've done, I used this past week in mine or a client's website.
Yeah, same here.
Which is just as the way it goes. It's a client's website gets it all. So what have we got this week? Oh, rant. Well, I've got nothing to rant about aside from the fact that, you know, the world's a crazy place and I'm spending way too much time watching Netflix.
Yeah, what do you got going on Netflix?
Heroes.
What's in your queue? Heroes.
I always thought it was, blah, whatever, no big deal. And my wife was watching it, and I sat and watched a couple episodes with her, and all of a sudden I was sucked right in.
Hmm. I like Storage Wars. That's my one on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, Storage Wars. Yeah, I've seen it on Discovery or some other channel.
Yeah, they film it locally here where I live in Southern California. They've even had an auction at my town, a storage auction. So it's pretty cool to watch the entire thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's available up here in Canada. I mean, we've got a completely different selection up here in Canada than down in the States.
Well, that's why God invented BitTorrent, right?
Yeah, that's one reason. But yeah, it's like I'm a Star Trek fan, you know, uber geek there. But Star Trek series, not available on Netflix in Canada. That's due to the companies that own the distribution rights here. It's just completely screwy and backwards.
Well, at least they can get this WordPress Plugins podcast all over the world without interruption.
Well, no interruptions at all for it. So what have we got this week? I've got a couple of shout-outs. As I announced in the last episode, just to the people that listened to the show, the website, it seems a couple of you must have listened because you showed up on the website, left us a couple of comments, and I'd like to give one out to, because you're the first commentators, you get it. Once we get lots of them, they won't get everybody up in this. But Thomas, thanks a lot. Your comments are much appreciated. We're glad you like the show. And Chad, thanks a lot. Your comments, too. Keep them coming. Tell us all about everything that's happening. Do us another favor. Go to iTunes. Put some comments there for us.
Yeah. Leave us a review. Give us 5 stars. We gotta make a little bit of a rush up that chart. Yeah. When you type in WordPress plugins, we need to be in that top 3.
And it's also official. The WP Plugins A to Z website has been launched, so tell your friends about it. The links are going up in the show notes on my website and other places. So start bringing some traffic to it. Tell folks about it. Maybe we'll turn this into another nice little community.
Yeah, put us in your blog roll.
Yeah, be great for it. Anything else? You got any shout-outs there for us, Marcus?
No, I have been just kind of busting tail this past week, just trying to get everything rolling for a lot of these WordPress sites. One of these I've worked on for a year. It's like, okay, time to get something done here. So for the past week, I've just kind of been heads down, really trying to get this stuff done. One of them's a restaurant site. I got a great plugin that we'll talk about in just a little bit.
Excellent. Yeah, well, me, last week was I spent most of it at home with my boys. Then I get a couple of days this week and then home with my boys for the rest of the week, and then all next week I get to work. So going to be quite crazy for me next week. I landed myself a new project this last week, a nice big one.
Great.
And that'll keep me busy for a good couple of weeks. And then I'm going to be opening up my work queue again to anyone out there who's looking to have projects done. I finally cleaned up my work queue enough to where I can accept new projects.
Nice. Yeah, and by the way, thanks for throwing that stuff from WordCamp down in the feed. I really enjoyed that. That was really cool.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah, that was my talk at WordCamp. I had one person commented on it and said they liked it. So.
Great.
And I figured, you know, may as well pass along it. I know some of the audio from the audience wasn't all that loud, but for the most part it turned out okay. And that's not bad considering I recorded it on my iPhone.
Yeah, no kidding.
I set my iPhone on the podium, which actually stood about 5-10 feet from me at any given point in time. It's amazing kind of the pickup the iPhone has for recording.
Yeah, there is an app. Let me see if I can find it. It's called... Where is it? iTalk.
Yeah.
It is an amazing recorder.
I don't know. I just used the standard recorder that was built into it, and then yeah. You just, in your iTunes, you just get a box. I forget how you make it so that all your recordings on your phone are automatically transferred to your iTunes account. You just pull them out of your iTunes account and,
nice.
And change them from the MP4 to an MP3. A quick conversion, and it's up.
Cool.
All right, so what do we got? We got a few plugins. We're going to change... Oh, we've got a couple of pieces of news this week. Somebody introduced a very interesting WordPress plugin I haven't reviewed. I just threw up the article on it. And it's a way to turn your WordPress website into a proxy server. And that allows you to bypass censorship in multiple areas. It's a very fascinating plugin. It made the rounds in the news last week after this was introduced. It's up in the WordPress Codex. Go check out the article on it. And it's kind of interesting on how it works.
I wonder if you're going to start seeing other countries block WordPress now because
it's not
of this capability.
Yeah, well, they'd have a tough time blocking WordPress because unless they figured out how to just block the files because you know WordPress can run on any domain name.
No, yeah.
That's the whole point. So it'll be interesting to see how that one works out. The other thing is there was a major security flaw in WordPress 3 that was a little unknown. And there's been a couple of pieces go out about it. I've got an article up in the show notes about it. Go check it out. Make sure you get updated to 3.11. Or 3.31, sorry.
They need to really start considering that auto-update feature for any security.
This was a recently discovered flaw, and it's kind of an interesting read. I don't remember it now. I read about it a couple of days ago, and then I proceeded to upgrade as many websites as possible because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing is another article I tripped across that people might be interested in is increase your audience with a WordPress translation plugin. It's a plugin to auto-translate your WordPress website to different languages. I haven't tried it yet, but it probably will. Just to see how well it works.
Well, the key is always try and do the translation, copy the translated whatever the other language is, and then go into Google Translator and paste that back in and see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what it does. But that's my bits of news that I found this week, wandering about the web. Other than that, do you have any news or things for us there, Marcus?
No, we're all about the plugins. That's what I brought to the table today.
All right. Well, this week's plugins, we're going to change up the formula a little bit. I know in the past what we've done is I've gone through all my plugins. Marcus has gone through all his plugins. We're going to change it up. I'm going to do one. Marcus is going to do one. I'm going to do one. This way we'll get it a little changed up and see how it goes. Let us know, folks, how you like the format change. We'd appreciate feedback on it. And without further ado, we shall move it forward. You know, and I'm going to get myself. I was actually been looking for some music to sort of, you know, transition into this.
Yeah, we got to work on that. We need a crescendo. We need something.
Yeah, I'll be finding something in the next week or so. I've got a little free time in between projects, so that's what I'm digging for stuff.
All right, sounds good.
So here we go. The first plugin is called P3 Performance Plugin Profiler. Plugin Performance Profiler. That's what it is. Recently updated plugin, downloaded 4,000 times. It was written by GoDaddy. And what it does is you throw it into your site and it examines all of your plugins that are running and tells you how much memory each one is using. And it measures their impact on the site load that they take on your site. It allows you to determine if you've got a plugin that's sucking everything away. Hmm. And...
It tests all these resources?
It does. It runs through all the plugins. It works rather nicely for the most part. You know, they throw it in and says it measures the impact of the site's load, and you can narrow down anything that's causing slowness in your site. What I found with it is it can take a while for the scan to run, so be patient. Go get yourself another beer. You'll be fine. After it runs its scan, it gives you a pretty good detailed list of what's slowing down your site or what's using the most amount of resources, and allows you to determine, do I really need that plugin that's sucking X amount of memory or X amount of CPU time, and allows you to do speed your site up. I actually found a couple of plugins that I really wasn't using on my site and just turned them off because of it. Because lately I've been having some speed issues on my own personal website, and I thought, well, I've got some time, let's see if I can fix that. So I dug into it with this plugin and another one I'll cover on later on. But due to the slowness of its running, and there was a couple of setup issues with it, little things you got to set up when you get it set in there, you know, I gave it a 3 Dragon. Other than that, pretty decent plugin.
Sounds pretty interesting. I wonder if they're going to ever include that kind of statistic within the repository as far as memory requirements on your server for different plugins. That would be an interesting stat as well.
That would be. That would be an interesting stat to have it in. And so you look at the plugins and see what memory required is. But you got to think about it is like probably 80 to 90% of the people that throw plugins on their WordPress site don't understand the memory impact anyway.
Yeah, and don't care.
All right, All they want to do is turn it on, it runs.
Yeah, there you go. And doesn't break the theme.
That's it.
Well, speaking of break the theme, the next plugin I have is WP Editor. And what this is a replacement for editing your themes and plugins. Now, we've all seen that basic kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like a notepad, right? That comes up when you're trying to edit a theme. Well, this thing... Finally, it's JavaScript, XML, does Ajax stuff to totally change the entire look of the editing screen. So you can even do full screen editing. It does really cool text searching. You finally have line numbers within the editing interface as well, so you can, you know, really identify where you were when you made change X that happened to just break the site and you need to change it back really quick. It's got line highlighting, so you can see where you're at as far as your placement. Alternating editing themes that you can use as well. Mm-hmm. And it's got a fancy box so that if there's an image call out within the code that you're looking at, you can actually see what the image looks like.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I'm giving this a 4 out of 5. This is a must have for anybody that hacks around with their themes or plugins. You got to get this WP Editor.
I'm going to go get that because I'm always in there hacking around with themes, and oftentimes I have to drag it out of there and throw it into Dreamweaver just so I can read the bloody code.
Yeah, I was having a real problem with one of my sites. And,
does it give line numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's beauty, because that's the
and
biggest,
line wrapping. Line
that's,
wrapping.
That's
too.
The biggest problem I ever have with the built-in editor is I need to find a specific line of code.
Well, yeah, because you change one line or one code and save it, and you come back and the whole site's, you know, messed up, and you're like, oh my god, where was that? And you know, you know, oh, it's line 221.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, that's brilliant. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet this is going to be a new addition to the next, you know, major revision of WordPress. They've got to do something like this.
Yeah, that would be excellent. And just so you folks know, if you remember these plugins, I am listing them on the WP Plugin A to Z website in the download area.
Yeah, it's
download area. It'll be if they're in the repository, there'll be direct links back to the repository to download it, but still, this will allow you to go look for them easier, the ones that we cover. All right. So next one I have here is called Lazy Widget Loader.
Lazy. I love it.
Yeah, I love that term. As soon as I saw this, I said, Lazy Widget Loader. What does it do? Well, this is another one for improving site performance. If you've got widgets that are sucking a little too much resources on their initial load, and you want your content to get loaded before the widgets do, which is a good thing, because if you get your content loaded, you'll keep people's attention and let the widgets load after. It slows down the widget. It puts the widgets into a queue for loading. It doesn't load them. It makes sure all the content loads first, and then it loads the widgets one at a time.
Nice.
And it allows you to adjust which ones go first when you do it. It also allows you to put one of those little spinning things up there if you want to let people know that stuff's loading.
Can you change what spins?
Probably. It's just an animated GIF.
That would be nice.
And I imagine it's located somewhere in the filing system for the plugin.
Yeah, a spinning corporate logo. You know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Put something up there that grabs attention while it loads. And by default, the plugin does not impose itself on your widgets. You have to go decide which widgets to put it on, which is very nice. So you don't plug it in and all of a sudden all your widgets take their time loading. You know, you can go in and say, oh, I think this one's caused me a problem. And this one, again, I needed to slow my site down because my virtual memory usage of my site was a little high. Not extremely, just, you know, it was, I think I was using 107 out of 100 megs. So it was just over just a bit. And by putting this in, I dropped it down below that by slowing down the loading of three different widgets on my site.
And what is the response variance when it comes to, like, is it in seconds? How do you, in milliseconds? How do you deem
it's in seconds. It's been seconds from what I've noticed. What I notice is all my code, all my content loads, and then I notice as I look at the content, the widgets pop up one by one.
Okay, so you don't tell it, okay, wait 3 seconds, then show yourself.
No, they just pop up one by one.
Oh, afterwards. Excellent. So it's automated. It's all automatic. Okay, great.
Yep. So very simple. No, there's no settings for it except for a box to remove data if you deactivate it. And then you just simply go to the widgets in question, apply the plugin, decide whether or not you want the little spinny thingy going, and that's it. Works beautiful. That's the way I love my plugins. Very simple, quick, easy, and of course, when they do that, they get 5 Dragon rating on it, which is what this
got.
There
you go. Nice.
So,
well, I was working on a customer site this week, and you know, I'm used to using Salesforce.com and things like that for my lead management and some of the CRM systems that I use.
Right.
But this particular client didn't have the budget for that. In fact, they had zero budget for any kind of lead management. And typically, I use Gravity Forms and such. But in this particular case, this was something that they wanted to actually have all the access to. Mm-hmm. So I tried this plugin called WP Lead Management.
Okay.
It's also been called WP Effective Lead Management, but I found it quite the contrary. It's supposed to turn your WordPress into a fully operational lead management CRM and requires no setup. Now, this is just a plugin. and so what it's supposed to do is basically display a lead form in the site and for the administrator. But it's basically like no different than if you were to just kind of make a post and leave it in draft status in the back end with a email notify that said, hey, somebody just made a draft, and you have to go back, log into the system through the WordPress dashboard and go see what the leads are. So I thought this thing was just a turkey. Great concept, but zero execution. Way too much back-end involvement, and anybody, you know, sorry to say if you're a sales guy out there, but you're probably, if your typical sales guy is not going to be able to figure out the WordPress interface just to get their leads.
Right.
And they're not gonna have the patience for it. So, good idea, poor execution. Rating is 2 out of 5.
Ah, that's too bad. Okay, well, it does sound like a good idea, and it could be very valuable if it gets sorted out.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope the guy, you know, it's just one of his first stabs at it, so hopefully he'll have a little bit more development. You know, like anything else, it's my duty to probably make some notes and send it along to the developer and say, here's what you could use to improve this.
Oh, yeah. Most certainly. Okay, well, the final one I've got here at the table today, a client I was working with today, actually, he needed an easy way to sell gift certificates on a site without having to dump it in full e-commerce store in there. He just wanted to be able to collect some money, sell some gift certificates online. He has a little home business that he goes door to door and sells things. And so we went looking for gift certificate plugins, and I found one called WP Gift Cert. And it looks and seems it's easy enough to install, and it's easy enough to activate. It's relatively, you know, relatively new. It's not relatively new. It's been a while since it's been updated, to say that. And what I've got with it is the setup was very simple, just a few settings on it. It runs through PayPal. That's the only option for collecting the money in it. Biggest problem I ran into is, of course, I'm setting it up and I need to test it, so I'm using the sandbox in PayPal. But in the sandbox, for some reason, the plugin would not communicate properly to list up any purchase plugins or purchase gift certificates. And so I played with it for a while trying to get it to function. I finally got it to show me a purchase certificate so I can show my client. What it does is it creates a gift certificate and emails it to the client. And then you've got a panel that tells you whether the certificate's been redeemed or not. You gotta manually go into your website and mark it off as redeemed so that it can't be used again. So it's kind of useful there. It also, the gift certificate, the generation of it, it generates a unique Q code on each certificate, and it's something from their email that they got to print out and bring to you. Or if they've got a smartphone, they can just show it off on their smartphone, and if you happen to have a business that does scanning, you can then scan it off of that if you've got the proper scanner.
Nice.
So it's got some really good ideas in it. It looks like it's due for some updating on it. I sent an email off to the author on it, talking to him because of the issues I found with it, to see if I can help get some sorted on it, because I really like the way this plugin works. I just wanted to make sure that it's going to actually produce what my client needs. The other thing is to adjust it, change up the gift certificate style. You got to go into the files and change out some of the gifts and other things to change it to something you want. You know, just a little bit of work there.
It sounds like that they could really develop that into themes of different types of gift certificates. And
it's got,
you know,
lots
plugins
of
for e-commerce modules, as far as even hooking different payment options up to it. Besides PayPal.
Yeah, it's got lots of potential, is what it does. Tons of potential here. So at any rate, I gave this one a 3 Dragon rating right in the middle because it involved a lot of extra work that I didn't anticipate.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But other than that, seems like a great plugin.
Well, you know, one of the things I encountered through a client patch of work that I was doing this week was I was trying to hide the actual login page. And so I was, you know, typing, you know, login removal, and you know how you got to monkey around with the WordPress repository search feature. And then I just typed hide login, and I found this plugin called hide login.
Imagine that.
So it basically lets you have a secure login page that you can create a custom URL for a user's login and the admin login. So you can completely change around where it goes.
Nice.
So you can just have some kind of a, you know, secret one, or you can just do yourblog.com/login if you want to. Any of those. You can also put it on hide mode that takes WP admin and WP login out of the equation as far as the login capabilities that they have.
Right.
So that completely circumvents anybody trying to hose around with your WordPress using those stock login entries.
Nice.
Yeah.
That could be kind of useful.
Yeah, it's also got some built-in bot protection and such too. So it's pretty cool. Which means even if, you know, you're on some site where your password may be compromised, it's the way to go.
That would be actually kind of useful, especially with the, you know, like anything that becomes really popular. Once it gets really popular, the hackers take notice of it.
Exactly. So before I sneezed there off mic, fighting a cold here. Basically, so even if your password gets compromised or whatever, and you think, you know, you want that extra layer of protection, where are they going to know to log into your site at?
That's nice.
So you can totally change it around.
That can be very useful.
Yeah. So I gave that one a 4 out of 5. And hey, I've got a bonus for everybody now. Bonus, since we've each got our 3. I have this one that I want to share that, you know, my wife and I are both into Foursquare. Anytime we go to a new place, we check in with Foursquare on our phones.
Right.
We take pictures of the food generally if we're going to a restaurant. You know, my wife takes really great pictures. She's a really great photographer. So she always does the beautiful setup of the restaurant and the logo and all that when she takes hers. And I'm working on a site for a restaurant, and there are two different restaurant locations. And they encourage Foursquare, and they've got hundreds of check-ins at both different locations.
Right.
So I found this plugin called Foursquare Venue, and it gives you the ability to display any venue's stats on your WordPress site. You can either use it as a widget or short code anywhere within the body or anything within the site. You basically put in, Foursquare Venue in the short code, and then the ID number of the venue. So it doesn't even have to be your venue. You can
nice.
put any venue in there. So here's what it can tell you. Now, you have customization as far as, you can check these on or off. So people here now, so if you wanted to see how many people were actually checked in at the present time, the total number of check-ins, which I left on, which was a really good one, considering if you've got a place with several hundred check-ins, a picture of the current mayor of your facility, and it also does a little thumbnail picture of the mayor. Now, I encouraged this because I'm working with the restaurant owner, and I've encouraged him to, have a funny sign or something saying it's good to be king. You know, all mayors get free desserts with every order.
Yeah, well, one of my restaurant favorite restaurants here in town. The mayor actually gets 40% off his meal.
Wow! See, that's great. That's totally encouraging the social aspect of local business. That's a really good thing. So I gave this one, by the way, 3 out of 5, and I'll tell you why. Because as much as there is customization in what you can turn on and turn off, you have zero customization as far as how this thing displays. It has the mayor picture to the right. It's completely off justification. It's hard to get everything to align. I'm going to use my famous WP editor that we talked about up top there and try and hack a little bit more into this to try and get the thing to line up a little bit better.
Right.
And then I'm going to share that code with the developer and say, this is really what you need to do instead. I gave it a 3 out of 5. It's great. It's just got a long way to go.
Excellent. But at least it's a nice start.
Definitely.
Well, that's everything we've got for you. Coming up, future episodes. Still looking at scroll plugins. Eventually I'll get around to that. 404 redirects, they're still on my list. Ad banner plugins. I've started doing a couple of my own personal projects that work around advertising, so I'll be looking at banner plugins pretty soon. And of course, anytime we run into a lazy plugin, we got to give it a shot.
That's right. We are the laziest podcasters in WordPress.
Now, we've got a bonus for y'all on how to contact us both. We both now have email addresses.
We do? Nice.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you before the show.
Mm.
We've got, we've mentioned our contact. You can still contact me through my website. And through Facebook, johnoverall.com or facebook.com, johnoverall. But new email address, dragon@wppluginsaz.com.
Nice. And mine, ironically, is marcus@wppluginsaz.com. Wow.
I know. Can't imagine that.
It's a different border thing. I know.
So we have a nice new way. You got the podcast is going to be completely migrating strictly to the new website. It'll be a few episodes before I get it completely migrated there. And we just want to turn it into something long-term and on a website.
Yeah, we're having fun. And actually, these are things that, throughout the course of my week, I use these not for show purposes. These plugins are used for making money.
That's
what you guys can do too.
And that's the whole point. Yep.
If you find value in that, and that's something that even if you make a buck or two, or just impress your friends at the bar with your WordPress plugin knowledge, then why don't you reach out and just give us a review in iTunes or contact us through the website. Spread the word. We desperately need it.
So that's what you can get hold of us, new website, wppluginsaz.com, or for any Canadians listening, it's azaz.ca. So I've got the .ca domain on top of it, too.
Nice. We're going to rule the world.
Oh, yeah. Just a little, just my little corner of it. I don't care about the rest of it. I just want my little corner of the world. be comfortable, be able to, you know, go fishing on the weekends.
Yeah, I just want my corner on the front of that iTunes search. So help us out, people.
That'd be nice. That's all I've got here. You got anything else for us, Marcus?
No, looking forward to next week. So everybody out there, let us know what you guys think of all these plugins that we've reviewed here. We gave you 7 in this condensed show here. So definitely a lot to chew on, and we look forward to your feedback.
Yeah, and that's one definite thing is because the plugins, as Marcus said, that we use them to make money. If you find them of value, let us know. And if you find other ideas or plugins, let us know. Come to the new website, leave some comments for us, post comments. There's a couple of even contact forms and everything else I'm building for the new website. The new website will slowly evolve over the next several months into something quite nice. And considering I decided I didn't like the extra I had recorded, I'm just going to go with the simplicity of it this week. And we've got the one little thing I've got to do is some of the music provided tonight is from Mevio's Music Alley. You can check it out at music.mevio.com. And that's all I have. Anything from you, Marcus?
Nope. Take care, everybody.
Then we're out of here. Sayonara.